Hello.
Hi, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash.
Yeah,
am I speaking with Zalman?
Speaking.
Good, good. Okay, so we haven't spoke to you for a while, but let's see, almost 2 months ago, you asked to cancel your account. And
yep.
And we did stop billing, but we never got a hold of you then at the time. So what was the reason that you're canceling the account?
You guys have done literally nothing you promised, and it's a complete fraud. So really, I would want my money back from all those months that I was defrauded. So, yeah, that's the reason.
I see. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
The salesman said that within 30 days I'm going to be on top of Google. I gave it another month and another month and another month. More money, more money, more money. You guys did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. At Facebook, I even paid an extra $100 for Facebook. I didn't get a single phone call from Facebook. Complete fraud, like fraudulent company. You're working for a fraudulent company. That's all I can tell you.
And again, you know, I'm sorry for the experience that you've had, but we're definitely not a fraudulent company. I do see that the last 2 months that you were active, they had taken the Facebook ads back off your account.
Well, of course. How many months should I pay for it and not get a single phone call from it? Hold it, please.
Gotcha. Understood. Well, I do see, you know, your account's verified. You have a lot of reviews, and I get it.
The reviews is what I worked on personally. And what I did personally, that's all, anything you see
that.
On there is what I did personally. You guys did absolutely nothing. Well, check all the posts that you guys posted. It's AI, complete garbage, bunch of, you put on a bunch of question marks. It looks like it was a problem from your end and the AI's, what you guys were posting, complete, utter garbage. Look at it, check it out. See the posts, what you guys posted to me. Please check right now, you'll see what I mean, why I'm so upset.
Okay.
Check the posts. You have a moment? Can you check the post, what you guys posted for me?
Okay.
Don't go to the actual Google page, because those are all the ones I did. I'm talking about the ones that, what you guys did, if you look from your side.
So I'm looking in the dashboard.
Okay.
And,
yep.
And what I see, I know what you're describing when you say question marks. Sometimes people send text messages where they try to send an emoji, and it comes out as a question mark. So I know what you're describing. But it's not what I'm seeing right now on the texts that I'm looking at. There may have been a problem, and maybe it was fixed, because, I do see one that has something I don't recognize.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All of them. One. That's basically how it was. Every single post. It wasn't a single normal post. Not even a normal sentence. Not even nothing. It was complete, like, just random letters and question marks and exclamation points. That's all it was. Nothing. All the reviews, everything is what I worked on. Nothing. You guys did nothing for me. Absolutely nothing. Like I said, it's a fraudulent company.
Well, and I know that we're not a fraudulent company, but every business is going to have different results. We work hard to get businesses on the first page of Google, and most of them, you're right, are found on the first page within the first 2 months. But every business is different. I'm not sure why we had the outcome we did with you. But I just want to find out if there's anything I can do to retain your business today.
Yes, if you could send me back the money that I spent with you guys.
Okay. Well,
that would be a great help.
Got it. Well, I can't refund any money. I do notice, though, that even though we're not active with you right now, your Google listing still has the website on it that we created. And, you know, some businesses, they may choose not to continue with this, but still want to have that website showing.
Okay, so I had a website before you guys made the website, actually without permission. I never agreed for a new website. They never even told me they're going to put on a new website. They randomly put on a website, which actually was a nice website, so no problem. I didn't have a problem with it. But if no problem, put back the old one. No problem.
Okay. And, okay. You know, we only make, we can't put the website on your domain unless you gave us your credentials. And we don't ask for your credentials unless we're making you a website. So I'm sorry. I don't know how that got disconnected there. So anyway, we would like to, you know, give you opportunity to make this work for you. If, I can't refund the money though. But we could certainly look into the problems with the posts and anything else we can do to make a difference. Or we could help you, if you like the website, we could offer you hosting only of the website.
The only thing you can really help me is you give them back the money. That's about it. Nothing else I need from your company.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a confirmation of the cancellation.
Well, there's a reason why it's negative reviews online, literally. So, yeah, I might be one of them that's going to join. And add to all the other places where I've seen terrible reviews of your company. Terrible. So I might join and add some more.
If you look on Google, you're going to see a lot of good reviews. So everybody has a different experience and opinion, and you are one of the few that the outcome isn't good. We'd like to make it good for you. If you're wanting to cancel today, then I'm going to send you confirmation of it. You tell me.
I already canceled a couple of months ago.
No, we stopped billing, but you never spoke to somebody to complete the cancellation. So I'll do that today. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.